We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen to what Coach Neil Brown had to say during his weekly Big 12 Coaches Teleconference. That's coming up right after this.
At United Bank, banking means more than financial solutions. It means rallying around the causes that are important to our customers, employees, and communities. While we have grown in size and presence, we have never forgotten our roots. By giving back to our local communities and funding business development, we help fuel economic growth. Our success is your success. Because to us, this is home. United Bank, West Virginia's bank. Member FDIC.
Thanks for being on the call. It's getting close. Finally game week, and taking a lot of hard work and sacrifices by many to get to this point. And we're thankful for the opportunity to play. We've had our camp operation has been stay well, get ready. And it's coming to a conclusion, and we've been able to accomplish both those goals. I think we are ready for a game week. We've stayed relatively well throughout this last 3.5-4 weeks. Now it's time to get to 1-0, and that's our goal this week. We host Eastern Kentucky, who struggled last week. They're a proud program, a lot of tradition there at the FCS level, and we expect them to bounce back. So with that, I'll open it up for questions.
First question, we have Tom Brad from West Virginia Sports. Your line is open.
Hi, Neil. How are you doing this morning?
Tom, doing good, man. Good to hear your voice.
Thanks, buddy. Just curious, you're a big routines guy. Obviously, this has thrown a lot of routines out of whack. getting into game week, are you able to start feeling a little bit of a sense of normalcy and get into that routine, both you and the guys, or is that just not going to be something that you can do this year?
I think it's a week by week. And so we are, you know, the game week is different than any we've experienced in the past, but we are getting into routine. I think this will be very helpful for the staff and for the players. You know, this is for planners. This has been a difficult time. This has been something I've learned and been able to just come to grips with during this pandemic. Is you try to get as much information as you possibly can. You wait as long as you possibly can to make those decisions with the best information at hand. And you go from there. But there are no long-range plans. You know, we've basically got plans for this week and next week, and that's about it.
Gotcha. Thanks, Neil. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Next question is from Kirk Walsh from Austin American Statesman. Your line is open.
Yeah, Neil, how many positive cases have y'all had? And do you sense any trepidation or anxiety among your players about playing?
Kirk, are you asking positive cases from the get-go, or like what's?
Yeah, how many of y'all have had entirety, and how many do you have right now?
I have no idea. We've got one in our program right now. As far as a total number, I don't have that. I'm not trying to hide that data. We've released it the whole time. I just don't have it in front of me, Kirk. Trepidation? No, I think that we're at a point now where our guys are excited about playing. We've been upfront with each individual on our team, really going back to April and May, and we've asked them the question continuously until we started fall camp, is do you want to play? And they knew if they didn't want to play, they didn't have to play. They had the ability to opt out. We haven't asked that question once we got into the season, because my assumption is if they started the season, then they wanted to play as far as fall camp goes. And so there's a lot of excitement in our building right now about the opportunity to play. I think our guys have been responsible to this point. By no means am I declaring a win over the virus. You know, I think that I like our protocols and our procedures we have in place here, but I'm not naive. I understand that we're in a college environment. We're dealing with anywhere from 17, 23-year-olds, and decision-making sometimes not their strength. So we're in a good place now, but that could change at any point.
And did anybody opt out?
We had one before camp started, yep.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Next question, we have Kevin Kinder from Blue and Gold News. Your line is open.
Hey, Coach. Comparing the game plan, offensive and defensive side this week to a normal season, any changes or, you know, cutting down because of a modified preseason, or is it kind of pretty much a standard thing?
I think once we get into this game week, it's standard. Your preseason was a lot different. We probably have more offense and defense installed, Kevin, than we normally would, just because we had, you know, kind of the OTA-type workouts coming in. Those, I think it was 12 of them, and then just the a lot of Zoom time where we were able to install offense and defense. What we don't have as much is full speed reps, especially since we went split practices and really only been practicing probably all together for a little over 2 weeks. So we've got a lot in. But I think that once we get into this game week, we're not going probably as long or as many repetitions in practice as we normally would during a week one, just because I don't think our conditioning level is at that point. But other than that, it's pretty much status quo.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep, thanks, Kevin.
Next question, we have Chuck Landon from Charleston Gazette. Your line is open.
Neil, you've always seemed to be a tremendous planner. Just by nature, how hard is this for you now that you can't do the planning that you're used to doing and you do have to fly by more by the seat of your pants?
I think it's an adjustment, but I think it talks about change. I talk about this a lot. Is I think change is difficult. I think change is difficult for males a lot of times. It's even more so difficult with football coaches. And so I think you either adapt or die, and what I mean, and in this game, dying is losing. And so we're adapting, and I knew that was going to be an issue as this started playing out in March and April, and we feel like we've adapted. You know, we've been able to, whether it's COVID protocols, whether it's practice requirements, how we've gone about conditioning, any of those things that have been fluid, I think we've been able to change. In our guys, I really believe that your players feed directly off the staff. And if the staff is able to handle things, and whether it's adversity or change, then I think your players handle it. So we've tried to set the standard for that.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, Chip.
Next question is from Ralph Luther from Associated Press. Line is open.
Hey, Neil. Hope you're well. Wondering how many practices, not from a player, but from your whole team, you could lose in a week and still feel comfortable playing on Saturday. If your medical folks said, hey, we can't practice today, it's Wednesday, and by the way, we might not be able to practice tomorrow because we got to do some testing. Again, how many could you lose in a week and still feel comfortable putting your team on the field on Saturday?
You know, I don't want to answer that blindly because I really haven't put a whole lot of thought into that.
Okay.
I'll past experience, you know, the short turnaround Saturday to Thursday, that's probably the best example I would use. So in those short turnarounds, we've always taken Sunday off and practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then play Thursday. That's probably the smallest amount of practices that I've ever done as a head coach as far as getting ready to play. So that's probably the best answer I can give you.
Gotcha. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks.
Next question, we have Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman. Line is open.
Yeah, Neil, how much unique stuff have you guys done football-wise that you've never done before, whether it's practicing different positions, putting in emergency issues where just in case calamity strikes, those kinds of things? Just the football end of it, how much different is it trying to work through the corona?
So in OTAs, what we did is we cross-trained a group of individuals that were really good at the opposite position in high school. So maybe there's a receiver that was a really good safety in high school. We did position drills and taught that small group of players base offense, base defense, and then put them through some fundamentals. We didn't do that once we got started with fall camp, but we wanted to have kind of that base, that foundation, where if we had to plug them in there on a Sunday to get them ready for in a week's time, we felt like we could at least maybe call one or two things with them on a defense player playing offense or an offensive player playing defense. The biggest change is once we got into camp, for the first 2 weeks, we had split practices, which there was a lot of good in that, in the fact that everybody got reps, everybody was able to participate. The bad thing is sometimes the competition at certain positions wasn't great. But we did. We met separate. We practiced separate. We did everything as a gold team and a blue team for the first 2 weeks. That was the biggest change for us.
And why did you do that for emergency?
Everything that we've done is, and this is going back to whenever we can start workouts on the 15th, is we've kind of, it's been a progression for us. So for a month, there was, you know, during our workouts, we never a player never stepped foot in this camp, in this facility. And I'm talking about we had outdoor weight rooms, taping, everything. And then we got where we were doing treatment inside. And then we got where we started camp, we started doing one film review session inside. And then we've kind of just gradually kind of done everything. And that's what we did is we had no more than, I think, four to five outside of the O-line, no more than four or five kids in a meeting room at one time when we started camp. We didn't have outside the O-line, not more than a five or six at each position during those split practices. So just trying to be safe on the front end, knowing we had longer time to get ready as well, I think that was a factor in it. And so just not having a great concept of how the contact tracing was going to go and all those type of things. So we were just kind of gradually getting into it.
And that was Neil Brown. West Virginia opens its 2020 season on Saturday against Eastern Kentucky at Milan Puskar Stadium. Kickoff is at noon. The game will be televised nationally on FS1. Thanks for listening.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.